disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
You know, I'm getting to the point where I hate weekends. I hate weekends because, daisy, crying, I get filled up with so much stuff. It'd be better for me if I went away, if I took Michelle and we went and we camped someplace out in the middle of the woods and I got away from everything for 3 days so I could come back refreshed. But that's not the way that it works. I find stuff on Saturday. I find stuff on Sunday that I got to bring to the table. And I just don't know how to get it all out there. Connect the dots, baby. Just be able to connect the dots is really, really all we need to be able to do. Look, I'm posting in that we have posted already in the chat. Spencer, maybe you can throw it up on the screen because not everybody's got the chat, okay? Pastor Bill Dunphy's, if you want to send him a card, letter, whatever, he's in jail. Don't send him any money. He doesn't need any commissary help or anything like that yet. I don't know anything about it. I don't know if he's in solitary. He's in that D.C. gulag, I believe, right now. Will be transferred out at some point, but not being transferred out. So right there it is. Look up on the screen. Just leave it there, Spencer, for a few minutes so people can either copy and paste it or write it down or whatever. Send him a card, letter of encouragement, whatever. Say what you want, man. Say what you want. That dude, since I've known him, I feel somewhat responsible because he would tell you this. That I'm the one that drug him. I drug him into this battle about 20 years ago. Flip Benham and me and Rusty and some others. And you know, when Pastor Bill got hauled off, I thought, geez, boy, I did that to him. You know, he did it to himself. He knows what he's doing. He's a big boy. Send him a card and letter, encourage him, whatever you can. We don't know how long he's going to be there. In fact, that ought to be a specific prayer. We pray him out of that hellhole that he's in right now. Probably, I'm guessing, probably in solitary confinement because he didn't take the jab. And friends, can you believe that they're still pushing the jab when we already know, when the evidence is so clear that the jab, number one, did no good and did harm? And they're still pushing that mess on us. Amazing. And also, if you could pull up Paul Gosselin. Paul Gosselin, who's still in jail, and I don't really know the specifics of what's going on with Paul Gosselin. They're locking up our people everywhere. Isaac Yoder was in and he's out. They're locking them up everywhere. Can you get Paul Gosselin up? Yeah, Spencer's working on it. And, you know, if you put it up on the screen just like this, Paul Gosselin, if you can. His address is in there as well. Continue. Look, we may be the only encouragement these guys have. We may be. And somebody asked me the other day, Coach, if they come and get for you, what are you going to do? I'm going to tell you this. I'm not going to go spend $150,000 on an attorney to go into a rig court. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to let them spend my family's inheritance trying to keep me out of jail. So there's Dr. Paul Gosselin, Sullivan County Jail, sub-58 Old Round. Come on, folks. Come on. Just a card. Just praying for you. Just a little note. Hey, Paul, daggone, man, praying for you. Endure. That's all. Don't see, I'm to send him a letter, a real long letter. Ain't heavy as our brothers. Man, oh, man. So you got that stuff up. Can I show you what? I got a lot to talk about. Let me take you to a couple of places real quick, then we'll get in maybe to some of the stuff that you want to talk about. I want, you know, Spencer, it says lost lands down this. I didn't number them this morning. This is what's been going on where Coach Dave lives. Right over here for the last 6 days. 6 days. This is a aerial promo. I have to tell you, friends, maybe 100,000. I don't know how many, maybe 100,000 people have been over the hill here for 4 days. The most demonic, godless, evil thing that you can ever imagine of, gathered on the hill right over here. We thank all of you who've been praying for us and keeping us covered here. But I want you to look. This is, I found this on Instagram. This is an aerial photo, the aerial whatever, of what has been taking off over. If, well, you'll see. Go ahead and play it, Spence. You tell me this isn't the moment. Lost lands. You know what I told my wife? You know what 98% of them have in common? Are you ready? Public schools.
Boom.
Public schools. Lost lands is the fruit of America's public schools. What are we doing to try to combat it? Oh, we're doing, I'm not making fun of it. Hang on. Michelle, what's the name of that place where we get to pull kids out of school and life-wise, where we try to sneak Christianity into the schools? You know what I'm talking about, right? We're so pathetic. Our team is so stinking pathetic. So anyway, Lost Lands is over. Well, they'll be piling out of here today. 100 folks, you just can't believe it. And when you drive up by there, you would not believe the way people are dressed. You wouldn't believe it. How do we get to a place in America where 100,000 people would come and spend that money? I said to Michelle, I wonder what the sperm count is up here around us. Huh? Oh my goodness, I can't. grosses me out to think about it. Then we'll show you something else. Can I show you something else? Do with it what you want. You guys know what's going on down in Springfield, Ohio, right? We know what's going on down there with the Haitians and all the elected officials acting like, well, we didn't know. What? We didn't know that. What? We didn't know. They're eating ducks. We didn't know that. No, we didn't know that. Oh, they're living 15 into a house for $2,500 a month. We didn't know that. We didn't know that. And I'm not even going to say anything about it. Look what popped up in my feed on Friday. The very last one, Spencer. Go ahead and play that baby. Yep. Springfield, Ohio. Freeze it a minute. This is the Masonic Complex in Springfield, Ohio. Go ahead. Hang on, freeze it. I don't know if you've picked up on this. Largest church in town is a Masonic temple. Keep going. Is that amazing? Huh? Is that, folks, is that amazing? Is that just a coincidence, I wonder? Just a coincidence? And anyway, I get my bodyguards out here in a second. I got to show you another thing. Because these are all things that I've been dealing with all weekend. Saying, Lord, how do I present this? I'm going to give you something that's very, very encouraging, although you don't realize it. You don't realize it, right? Puff Daddy. You guys been following Puff Daddy? P. Diddley. What else they call him? Sean Puffy Combs. P. Diddley. Whatever it is. Hey, folks. This goes to the very top. This goes to the very top. Now, I did some, I don't know if you guys have been watching this or not. Sean Diddy Combs faces life, and they already arrested him, folks. They already arrested him for child trafficking. Are you aware of that, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're saying maybe they're worried about him maybe having an accident in prison, just like that other guy did. What was his name? Epstein. They're worried about Sean Puffy Combs having an accident in jail. But hey, are you ready? You want to see who some of his friends were that showed up at these parties? Scroll down a little bit, Spence. Huh? Let's see if we can find any of his. Keep on going down. So, folks, the feds have locked him up and they ain't letting him out, okay? They ain't letting him out. So who is, he's got all these Grammys, trophies, keep on going. Puff Daddy's been in the news for a string of serious sexual allegations. I want to say, keep going. I don't care what he's charged with. He's caught. Who are his buddies? Freak off. Police sees more than a thousand bottles of baby oil. Are you sitting down? Hold your ears. Hold your ears if you have a weak stomach. Because what would happen is Sean Puffy Combs and his entourage, I'm just guessing, secondhand information. I don't have any facts on this. Search it yourself. Sean Diddy Combs would dominate people by penetrating their rectum. You heard that right. He owned them. He would say, I'll make you a star, but I got to get me some baby oil first. And this is hard for us to understand, isn't it? And you want to know who he's been hanging out with? Scroll on down, Spence. Scroll on down. Who's he been hanging out with? Keep on going. Where he's being detained in jail. Keep on going. Who's he been hanging out with? Soon after, I'm sorry. LeBron James. Can you say LeBron James? Can you say Obama? Can you say Oprah Winfrey? Can you say all the Hollywood moguls been hanging out with Sean Puffy Combs? Say that Sean Puffy Combs owns Hollywood and the entertainment industry. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can. You can say that. Huh? This guy ain't getting out of jail. I thought I had a list of names there for you. I'm sorry, man. You can just Google it. Oprah. Oprah's right in the middle of all of it. Right in the middle of all of it. Huh? Now, look, I don't know this. That's called a disclaimer. I don't know this. Hanging out with Shaq. Hi, TD Fakes. Huh? TD Fakes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What a tangled web. See, here's what's going on. There's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. And if we have any honest men in government, they're going to find out that Sean Puffy Combs and his entourage are at the heart of child trafficking. Those are allegations. Coach Dave doesn't know that, but those are the allegations that Sean Puffy Combs is at the center and at the heart of the child trafficking that hundreds of thousands of innocent children have disappeared, and they're at the heart of it. Child sacrifice. You get it? They talk about this at your church? Obama? Michael? Hey, Spencer, real quickly, see if you can pull up pictures of Combs with famous people. Pictures of Puffy Combs. He changes Puff Daddy, Puffy Combs, whatever, with famous people. Yeah, huh? Oh, yeah. He gonna bring them all down. What? Huh? Wow. Who are some of these people he's with? Star-studded party. Well, that's all of them, right? That's all of them. You can Google this on your own. You're going to find him with senators, with congressmen, with business owners, with moguls, with presidents. Who is this guy that he would have that kind of influence? Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber is coming out now talking about how he was groomed by Sean Puffy Combs. Oh, yeah. Groomed with what? That oil, that baby oil. There's Obama. Huh? Flashback. There they are. Oh, yeah. Well, look at him with Al Sharpton. Well, I'll be darned. Huh. Sean Diddy Puffy Combs. Hey, friends, have you ever wondered why? This is sound racist, but I don't care because I'm not racist. Have you ever? Oh, look at that. Look at that. Including Trump. Have you ever asked yourself how that rap music could be so dark and so popular? Who made that stuff popular? What was it George Carlin said? It's a big club and you ain't in it. So we're going to watch and see. Are they going to bring out the truth about Puffy Combs, or is he going to end up in a casket somewhere and decide he'd kill himself? They claim to have the list. They claim to already have Diddy's list. Diddy was bigger than Epstein. Epstein probably worked for Diddy.
Boom.
Come on in, Roger, real quick. Go ahead.
Well, I think what's interesting, I'm not 100% sure on this, but the search warrant was issued by Homeland Security. Which is interesting because I'm not sure why they're involved other than maybe to get things and to hide them. I don't know. But I can't confirm that 100%, but that the search warrant was, you'd think it'd be the FBI or the local sheriff or the local, but Homeland Security issued it.
That's right. So, Roger, I'm reading right under the picture, Spence. Right under the picture. Roll that up a little bit. It says, he has been indicted by federal grand jury on multiple serious charges, including sex trafficking, racketeering, and kidnapping. Folks, this ain't tiddlywinks here, man. Oh, by the way, here's a list of influential figures Combs was allegedly associated with. Michelle and Barack Obama. Really? Going down. Donald Trump. Kamala Harris. Kamala and Diddy are best friends. Hillary Clinton. Really? Huh. Taylor Swift. Good friends with P. Diddy. Joe Budden. I don't even know who he is. Huh? Jennifer Lopez. J-Lo. Go back up there. They say J-Lo has more holes inside of her than, you get what I'm saying? She's just secondhand information. Well, LeBron James? It's crazy. I was bumping into Mo Money Mo problem earlier today in the car and had a weird feeling today was the day the feds would catch Diddy. Folks, if we get a real investigation, some of the most shocking people you can ever imagine are going to be caught up in this. If we have a real government and a real investigation. Wow. Craig.
We have a real God, so I'm going to give glory to God.
Amen, brother. So, real God. Nothing hidden will not be revealed.
So Spencer can go to Liberty Action Network and pull up Repentance First and go down to number 6. Because 3 years ago, 3 more days, go back 2 years to September 26, 2022, we stood and we prayed to God that he would intercede on 6 things. So if Spencer can pull it up, let's go down and see what the 6th thing is. Repentance first, Spencer. It's right after the UN action. But anyways, he can pull it up. You can look at it. Okay, the 6th thing was gluttony, human trafficking and lack of empathy for our fellow man's plight.
Is that on the screen right now, Craig? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, go to number 6. It's written. And you can go to callingofthepeople.org and see the 35 minutes where we videotaped it by Bobby Lee, of people praying and interceding for our nation and for God to move in these 6 areas.
Wow, I forgot all about that, Craig. When that was like this week, wasn't it, Craig?
It was the 26th. Today's the 23rd.
It was the 26th. Happy birthday to my brother, Bill. He doesn't watch, but happy birthday, Bill. Wow. And we prayed against the shedding of innocent blood, the homosexual sin which runs rampant in our community. Wow. Sexual immorality, pornography, lewdness, lascivious behavior, especially on our youth. Breakup of the natural family, rampant divorce, Supreme Court redefining marriage. Failure of God's church leaders and its people to defend biblical truth in the public domain. Wow. Injustice.
So God's moving in that, whether you think he is or not. He's moving in that. See this as this is God saying, okay, I'm dealing with it, and it's going to come out the way I want it to come out. So
Craig, we know this, don't we? We know the roots of this thing go deep. They go into, folks, I'm sorry, this goes into local politics.
Goes into the church.
I was going to say that next, Craig. It goes into the church.
Look at all the church leaders over the last month, from the guy from Gateway Church. Just look at that. God's saying, okay, he starts with the church. Judgment starts in the church. And he's been doing that the last 2 months.
Yeah, what's that guy down in Texas, Lawson, that just got exposed for what he was doing?
Well, what they call it is a moral failure.
Moral failure.
Which is a nice word for, you can figure the rest out.
Yeah, having sex with little children, that would be a moral failure, wouldn't it? That would be.
One more thing, Coach, okay? So why, I put it in the chat, okay? If we're not ignorant of Satan's devices, okay? The Equinox, you know, too bad Stephanie's not in here. The Equinox, all right, is a power in the spiritual realm because it's equal parts of day and night. And that's why I put that in the UN thing that we did. I said,
and of course, they had the Lost Lands concert over the Equinox.
Correct. Okay, because the word it's a balancing in the spiritual realm, and the thing is their rituals are drawing energy. The thing is, we're praying for the parking lot, and we're praying, you know, to have a good, you know, travel, you know, get me from Interstate 70. Okay, and we're not praying against the spiritual realm, and that's why the United Nations is picking this week to do their 17 sustainable goals. And they approved it yesterday after 5 minutes. Celeste Stallone did a thing on it. So they've already approved this summit meeting. And there were communist countries that didn't want to go along. It's like, we don't care. They passed it. So this is what we're up against.
It's what we're up against, man. We're not ignorant of his devices, are we? We're not at all. Hey, Mel, before you come in, I'm bringing in here, Mel. I just want to say, look, I'm not good at self-promotion, really. Some of you maybe think I am, think I'm ignorant, arrogant or whatever. I'm not good at self-promotion. I'm willing to come to your town, to your church, to your gathering of people. I'm willing to come. No, I don't charge oodles of money to come. I don't ask you to pick up my expenses. And if you want to take an offering, you can. Folks, I have a message bubbling inside me that people need to hear. And I just say it again, I'm willing to come. We had the opportunity to go to Oroville, Ohio today, this weekend. Last time I went up there about 6 weeks ago, there were 3 people. I spoke up there were 3 people. We sat out on a park bench, 3 people. And I said, listen, get them together. Get all these different groups together, would you? All these groups, let's get in the huddle. And my wife said there were 45 people that showed up Saturday morning from different groups. Betty drove all the way from wherever the heck Betty comes from all the time. And it was electric. And the idea being, come on, we got to all get on the same page. And I painted a picture of a football team in a huddle. and that these guys don't run the same play and they don't run the same play. They never work together. We are in a position of such power if we would ever unite and come together. And you know, the saddest thing, the thing that breaks my heart the most, well, that's not true. A lot of things break my heart. Somebody help me. Not one pastor. Now, the pastor who hosted it just had surgery, so he was excused. They say he's a good guy. He at least opened up the church and let us do it. But here, see, it's like all these groups out there are looking for leadership. They're looking for somebody to give them direction. They want to do something, but everybody has their own issue. Some are against abortion. Some are against child trafficking. Some are against pedophilia in the school. Some are against transgenderism. Some are against high taxation. You got 10 different issues, and they all are big on their issue and good on their issue, and their issue matters. But the leaders of these other groups in the same room from the same town, county, didn't even know each other. Now, how do you win like that? How do you win like that? And I said, look, you got 700 people on your email list. Do you think maybe those 700 on your stop election fraud email list, do you think they would help with stop drag queen story hour? Would these people help here? So instead of having 700, we take their 500, and now we have 1,200. Or are you just so hung up on your own damn issue that you don't even know who else is on your team? That's where we are. How many podcasts are there like this? Well, I don't know if there are any that try to put people in the game the way we do with the great players that we have. I don't know how many of those there are, but I can tell you this. There are so many podcasts out there of everybody bitching and moaning and griping and complaining, and we don't even know each other.
Amen.
And you have to be in the in group to get in with Clay Clark and Make America, whatever his thing, huh? And you don't get in that. Same people from here to here to here. And I've been to them. I've been to Clay Clark's events. What's the name? What are the name of them? Somebody help me. What's the name of his events?
Reawakening Tour.
Reawakening Tour. And they have the same people saying the same thing at each one of them. And when you walk away, ain't no organization at all about what to do about it. That's my heart. That's what I want to do. I want to plug in Randy. I want to plug in Craig. I want to plug in Brockoff. I want to plug in Lorraine. I want to plug in Gene. I want to plug in Randy. I want to plug in Jeff. I want to plug people in. Let's go. Let's go. We can win. Come on in, Mel.
Well, I have some good news to report. There has been a spark lit in Lancaster, Ohio. So it's interesting that something terrible has to happen, and then that brings people out. So last week, there was a drag show that was sponsored by the Rainbow Alliance in Lancaster, Ohio.
By the way, Lancaster, Ohio is about 20 miles down the road from me. It's right here real close to us for those of you in some exotic city. Go ahead, Mel.
Yeah, so they went around to businesses. They told them they wanted to get safe spaces. They've got the rainbow flags, you know, in businesses and stuff, and a list of sponsors. But anyway, they brought in, you know, drag dancers, you know, in thongs, and I mean, really damning video. And it was plastered all over the local social media. And so, as it turns out, there was a new organization forming called the Fairfield Family Forum. So they had their first meeting last night at 6:00. The guy running it is the same guy that helped to run with like Russell Johnson and those guys years ago.
Well, they ran out of town. The church ran Russell Johnson out of town. Go ahead.
So anyway, 120 people showed up last night, four pastors. Sheriff Phelan was a speaker, but it was a great launch. And the people from the local Conservative Party were there. So a fire's been lit in Lancaster, Ohio. I'm encouraged. So anyway, God's working. And I think sometimes it comes out of persecution that we get effectiveness. So yeah. This whole drag show could be the best thing that ever happened for Lancaster, Ohio.
That's right, Mel.
Coach, if I can jump in, there's a city council meeting in Lancaster tonight that everybody's going to show up at as well.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, let's take our country back, huh? Let's take our country back. Oh, I'm not going to go there yet, Lord. I heard, by the way, Lord, I felt that wink. I'll go there in a second. Mark Trump, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, question. How are we supposed to unify when there's so many denominations? How are the Methodists supposed to unify with the Baptists? Who is doing that? How are the Lutherans, you know, unifying with the Catholics? See, Jesus is Jesus. There's only one. These people are in their groups, and they're creating more groups, Coach.
They are.
But who is eliminating these stupid denominations that are separating people?
Yeah.
You know, that's why Mel said four pastors came. They probably sat apart. What do you think they talked about? The temperature, their coffee? I mean, they didn't talk
to each other. They didn't talk to each other. I promise you that.
Right, right. Because they're divided by a label, a denomination. Right. So I don't understand how the quote American church and all these denominations is ever going to unify. Can you help with that? I don't know, Coach. I just don't see a path.
Well, I think that's being exposed, Mark. I don't think they're going to be unified to that. You guys do know this, don't you? Somebody help me out if I'm wrong. But Southern Baptists, the local Southern Baptists doesn't own their church. The Southern Baptist Association owns their church, I think, right? Same thing with Lutheran. They're part of a synod. Right? So it's all hierarchical, which is not what the gospel is supposed to be. The gospel is supposed to be individual. It's supposed
Amen.
To be.
Amen.
And it's not. And so one of the points I made Saturday, and I think it's really, really, it's at the heart of it, folks. It's at the heart. I said, you know what? Here we had, I think there were eight, my math could be wrong. I think there were eight individual group leaders there. You know what I'm talking about? This guy's ahead of this. He has this ministry. This guy has this ministry. I think there are eight different ones on there. And I said, I used this example. I said, if this guy over here, he's working as hard as he can on pro-life issues, and he is really about to make a play, if this group over here who's worried about overtaxation, they're worried about taxes. If he could get these people over here who are worried about taxes to help him with his issue of abortion, we would magnify the power. But here's the problem. Some of the people over here aren't pro-life. They're not pro-life. So I said, whoa. Are you guys on the same team? Are you on the same team or not? Because if you're on the same team, then you got to play together. I don't always agree with the play the coach calls, but I run it. And you say you're personally pro-life? I'm sorry. You're personally pro-choice? And these people over here are pro-life, and they need your help, and you won't help them? Whose team are you on? That's the problem. That's the problem. What, and you know why that? You know why that's the problem? Because the churches aren't unified. The churches don't agree on transgenderism and homosex and women pastors. And I could go down a litany of things that divide us. So the churches stay in their own little cubby holes. And what happens? Somebody like Mel gets blasted out of her pew. And she says, I'm going to go do something about it. Jeff Nair says, I'm sick of it too. I'm going to go do something about it. What? Betty says, I'm sick of it. I'm going to go do something about it. And then individuals show up. But the team never leaves the locker room. In fact, the team sits in the locker room and tell each other how beautiful their uniforms are. And by the way, these uniforms are so good, they will never get scraped. There'll never be a mark on these. And did you notice our helmets, how pretty our helmets are? And we got Jesus Christ on our helmet. We have that helmet on. We'll be safe wherever we go. There's no sense us getting them. You know I'm telling you the truth, right? And they think I'm crazy. And I look around. I saw what's going on up here at Lost Lands. I saw what we're dealing with. Oh, this is, I got some blasphemy coming at you. I'm more concerned with training those who are saved than going after those who aren't. Somebody say boom.
Boom.
I'm more concerned with training the saved than getting the lost. I'm sorry. Because if I train the saved, they'll get the lost. Yep. If I train the saved, they'll get the lost.
Go out into the world and preach the gospel and make disciples along the way.
That's what it's supposed to do, man. This is so simple. And the average person sitting in the church probably has never led anyone to the Lord. And certainly has never attended a school board meeting or a city council meeting or any type of government. Never, ever have they done that, including the pastors. Come on in, Janine.
Well, the pastors not coming together is a bunch of BS, because years ago when I was on the board of this Union Gospel that, you know, feeds the poor, we had a pastor from different denominations on the board. But, and they were all for all this, but when
they'll feed the poor, makes them look good, doesn't it?
Right. But when I was bringing speakers into this city, and I kept asking the pastors to come, they wouldn't. I don't know if it comes down to the pastor, or if it, like you just said, if it's the central committee they answer to or whatever. They're very scared to have anybody come in. And I think it all comes down to money as well. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think it comes down to fear, fear, fear. That's what I think. I think fear motivates them more than money.
And and the ministry of feeding or whatever they're doing, that gives them a free ticket to think they've done a good job.
Because
they don't understand, they're selling everybody down the road.
The community thinks they're nice people because they're feeding the poor. That's why they do it. And then they say, well, maybe we'll go to that church. They seem to be nice people.
But all those pastors will come together if you're doing that. But when it comes to something else that they think maybe the central committee or whoever might be against, that would take away their church, and they're scared of that.
Amen. 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 Mel, come in. Then Beth, after Mel.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, the pastors did sit together, and the ones that were at that meeting were united. So, you know, I think that one of the really smart things that Lancaster did is that they used the family as the launching port. You know, Jack was saying in the chat, like, you know, organizations that are just against stuff, like, it just doesn't really work. But, you know, when you look at that, you're now tying into the repentance thing that, you know, Craig created, you know, where the one number four on that list is natural family. You know, Natural Family Month, you know, those are things that you can, it's a positive message. So I think Lancaster using the family forum as the launching port, it's a very strong, positive thing to be for. Yeah. And you can go so many different directions on that. So just really encouraged. And the other thing too about, you know, churches being afraid of, you know, doing something like that. I looked at those pastors there and I'm thinking, hey, if I'm going to go visit a church in this area, I'm going to go check out their churches. So these dead churches that don't have people, it's a wrong thought to think that, you know, by being at an event like that, that you won't draw people, because you in fact will.
So somebody, the guys much wider than me, said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And pastors are frustrated that their churches aren't growing. I told my wife, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I said, I could start a church and I'd have 500 people in 6 months. I could do that. Why? Because people are looking for somebody to stand up for anything. That's what I think. Beth Yates. No, I'm not starting a church.
Well, you know, our history with trying to get pastors to do anything.
Beth Yates is Pastor Clint's daughter. Go ahead, Beth.
For the past 10 years, we have been trying so hard to get churches on board with anything. But I feel like it comes down to virtue signaling. They want to talk about how much they do for the community and how much they help others. But they're not out there actually fighting anything. They're only doing the pretty stuff. And they're afraid to get their hands dirty.
Right, right. And there's a lot of reasons. Go ahead.
I learned this weekend that the concept of virtue signaling comes from the Egyptian Book of the Dead, where souls would have to prove how good they were.
Whoa.
And yeah, that was interesting. But I feel like pastors are following that same route. They want to prove how good they are to the community instead of how much they have done to advance the kingdom.
Yep. Yep. Amen. Amen. See, folks, look, people don't get personally involved in street ministry because they pay the government to do it. It's called welfare. So people don't want to go out and help the poor because they've already paid for it. Government's supposed to go to the welfare office, go get some help down at the welfare office. Randy, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, I want to focus on what we are doing.
Yes.
Right now, and how we are being the church. And I'm looking at the comments, and I think, Coach, we see where the church has failed. Okay, for 40 years, my whole life, the church has failed. Okay, the concept of the church, God's concept of it.
Yes.
I mean, those people that believe in Jesus, they're part of the church, Coach.
They are.
You know, these people that still don't want to fight and be on the front line, they're still part of the church. But we have to quit focusing on what they're not and focus on what we are. And to me, Coach, when I got that dream and it said, let them catch up, they're coming, let them catch up, that changed my heart. And I said, okay, I'm going to plow my row. I'm going to push where God has shown me. I'm going to gather my group together, and we're going to work our butt off and win. And if the rest of them don't want to eat this fruit, that's okay. But they'll probably come later. So, Coach, I know they're not. There's only going to be 300 out of, 30,000? God's picked 300 to do the job. There's always going to be that little remnant. But we can't let what the distractions and what the church isn't doing. So you're teaching us how to organize our groups. Coach, my little group, we don't even have a name. We don't even have a name, Coach. And this is going back to what Mark Trump's trying to point out. We don't need an identity. We're not pushing our agenda. This isn't our baby. I'm sitting here with Mike Blake. He came through, and him and Bonnie are here. Mike's sitting with me. We're listening to this. And I'm going, you know, Mike, what the difference is, what we're doing is we're not pushing our little baby. So in other words, pastors, you can come and be part of us. We won't hurt your flock. We're not trying to take anyone away or vice versa. And we have to come to the point where you get back in your row and you stand back and you gather arms and everybody looks toward the end of the field, Coach, and they say, that's where we're heading. That's where we're heading. Plowing to the end of that field. And if you're afraid to do that, or if you're the money means too much to you, you're not going to do that. But the ones that are, Coach, that's who God's using to accomplish his purpose right now. And he's winning, Coach, whether they're not, or I don't care. We're winning.
Puff Daddy's losing. Puff Daddy and his team's losing. And when we see that, if the church could even see it right now, first of all, be aware of that issue. But not only be aware of that issue, fight that issue. We would be amazed at what some of the kingdoms we would see fall all across America. Craig, come on in. Then Jeff.
So, Coach, you showed the Masonic Lodge, right? You know what those things, you know what they all have in common? They have a black and white checkerboard floor, and they all have an altar in it. Okay. They're united. Okay. So the thing is they're united in the demonic. Right. And what we need to do is break down our altars. Okay. Hey, natural family, important. Saving God's children, important. Okay. But your altar only comes up when the Lord calls your card to play it. All right. Yeah, so what Randy's saying and what I'm saying and others is okay, you got 100 people in a foxhole and you say, we're moving forward. 10 go forward and 90 stay back. Stop looking back at the 90 start looking at the 10. And saying, okay, I got 10, right? Lord, you know, you saved Sodom and Gomorrah with 10. That was 10. Okay, help me get these 10 and help me move forward. And unless the Holy Spirit is moving against your area, that you're praying for the Holy Spirit on those pastors, you're spitting in the wind. I don't care how much knowledge you have. I don't care what your game plan is. If the Holy Spirit isn't working to convict them to get them on God's altar, which is Christ crucified, power of the Holy Spirit, to overcome the evil that you're trying to get, then you're in vain.
Amen. Well, you know, Craig, great wisdom right there, by the way. Jeff, I'll be right with you. See, what, there are people, for the life of me, okay, let me ask a very simple question that would help all of us. Is the kingdom of God supposed to be in control of the earth? It's a very simple question. Jesus Christ said, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth." Now, we look around at what's going on. Is it God's will, because his will be done on earth, that little boys would become little girls? Is that his will? Is it God's will that our courts would be polluted? Is it God's will that we would be overburdened with taxes? Is it God's will that our schools would teach our children doctrines of demons? Just ask ourselves those questions. Is that God's will? And you know, we have an element of Christianity that would say, yes, that is God's will, because it's just going to get worse so he can return. That, to me, why do you even pray? Why would you even pray the Lord's Prayer if that's what you thought? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. By the way, the kingdom of God right now is within you, and it's within me. It isn't coming. It's here. The kingdom of God is here. It's within us right now. We think it's someplace we're going. Come on in, Jeff.
First, quick side note, just popped up on my phone 2 minutes ago. A man at Legend Valley, Westerville man, drove his car through tents overnight.
Yeah, two nights ago.
Okay, said last night is what they're saying. But anyways, here's what we're doing. Randy just nailed it. Everything Randy said, I was sitting here shaking my head yes. So what we did Saturday, we did our back. We're back to this church on the square again. It'll take a couple months off. So I got the next 5 more Saturdays booked. I got my permit. And when I fill out the permit with the city, I put on there who's doing it. It's JC's Auto's church in the garage, but it's labeled church on the square. So it's just church in out of the building, the regular church buildings.
There you go.
I did. We had a pretty good day Saturday, but I did get from Saturday evening to Sunday afternoon, I got 2 pastors committed to come.
Good.
So they're coming. And we are going to take the whole choir up there, down there at Bladesboro. We're taking the choir. We're going to set up the piano. We're going to fire it up. But we hammered it Saturday, just kind of break it open. And I have had probably in the last 4 days of selling the Trump flags and hats, at least 40 to 50 people, Christian and non-Christian. I'm letting them know because I'm getting massive people every day for buying this. So I tell them all, church on the square, Saturday 1 to 3. And everybody is like, wow. We're going to come up there. You know what I mean? So we're just spreading the news. I'm going to reach pastors now. 140 of them in Knox County. I'm going to start picking them off, invite them up. You know what I mean? We'll see how many come. If I could get 10 or 20, I'd be tickled.
Hey, Jeff, what if the people in the church invited their pastor?
And that's another thing I'm doing. All my friends and brothers I have in Christ, there's many I'm going to different churches. And that's what I've told them. Invite your pastor down. Tell them to come on down and see what we're about. Just come and unite.
Hey, folks, Jeff, let me throw this example out there. When I first got into this street activism, I went to this first event. It was at Ohio State University. It's 20 years ago. A pro-abortion event. We went to stand against a pro-abortion event. And Mark Harrington, Created Equal, was the guy who encouraged me to go and took me to go. I said, Mark, what do I do? He says, listen. You just come and you stand and you hold the sign and just watch what we do. So that's pretty easy. So we showed up on the Oval at Ohio State University, and there were the God haters. And there I was, my knees knocking, holding my sign. And I watched how Created Equal engaged with these folks. And it took me about 38 seconds. And I was all in. I said, damn, I can do that. That's all it is. I can do that. See, this is so people are afraid to go to the streets because they don't know how to do it, what they will say. They can't defend their faith, and they're afraid they're going to be embarrassed, called names, look like free. They don't want to do it. And can I tell you this? The pastors aren't any better. They're afraid. They are afraid that the lies of the devil coming out of the mouths of the lost is going to be more powerful than the truth coming out of them. They don't believe that Jesus Christ will show up and speak truth through them in the face of evil.
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
First time I got around to any of you guys, remember, it was in Warsaw. Pastor Flip, Pastor Rusty, walking across America, walked all the way across this nation. I went down there to Warsaw. I met for the first time Pastor Flip, Pastor Rusty, Coach Dave, and Pastor Bill. And I thought, my goodness, 4 or 5 nights of that tent meeting down there. One night I was leaving Warsaw. And the next night I came in, I looked at that sign again, welcome to Warsaw. And I said, Warsaw, I saw the war. And right on that sign, it's like, but you know, that's what I did for years. Just hold a sign and shut my mouth. I never said nothing. I had a guy Saturday, has never done this before. He's bold Christian. He's out leading people to the Lord. He's giving them, you know, just everybody he comes in contact with. He's never grabbed a microphone. He was on there twice Saturday for 20 minutes each time. He couldn't shut up.
Yeah, man. So I'm looking right now. Glenn Claremont wants to come in there. Glenn was at least bold enough to try to get me before his men's group at his church. He did. He got me. He let me come in there. I don't know. There were maybe 20, not very many guys, 20 people there maybe. I mean, it's good. I'm not complaining. And then the associate pastor, whoever, man's minister or whatever, he was sitting in the back of the room. He couldn't wait to pee on everything I said. And because, see, you can't leave from behind, friends. You can't leave from behind. And our pastors, they can lead on the right stuff that they want to lead on. But they can't lead in the spiritual war. Isaiah 56:10 says, the Israel's watchmen are blind. They're all dumb dogs, afraid to bark. They're afraid to bark. Isaiah 56:10. It's up on the screen. His watchmen are blind. They're all ignorant. Ignorant means to ignore. Ignorant doesn't mean stupid. His watchmen are blind. They all ignore it. They all are dumb dogs. They cannot bark. They're sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. That's our leadership. Glenn, come on in.
Yeah, something you just said just made me think about that article that we talked about last week about losing theology. And it really goes back. I think if you go back and read the parable of the minas, okay, the reason that Christ called that one guy a wicked servant is that he didn't even try. Okay. That's why he was a wicked servant. He just put his money in his piggy bank and didn't even earn interest on it.
That's so right.
That's the problem with Christianity. Okay. Nope. I don't want to say nobody, but not enough people are trying. Okay. And listen, you're not going to win all the time. All right. You're going to lose some of the time, but you have to be willing to take the risk. But a lot of people just don't want to take the risk because they might lose. They don't trust God enough to give them victory. And so they won't take the risk.
They're taught that God doesn't want them to win. The devil's going to win. That's what we're taught in our churches. Really? Hey, let me end it here on a kind of a upbeat here, although it's not upbeat. Ain't never upbeat. Pull up public schools for me. Pull up public schools. There you go. Huh? Public schools. This is really, you tell me that this isn't America. All right, go ahead. Hey, put it at 1.5 for me.
Hi, Danny. Come on in. Looks like you're having some trouble with addition. And don't be upset. You're here to learn. And we learn from mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes.
Nuh-uh.
Look at this question here. What is 2 plus 2? See, you wrote 22. But when we do addition, we don't just put the numbers next to each other.
That's stupid.
All right. A Think about it this way. If I have two markers in this hand, and then I add the two markers from this hand, how many markers do I have now?
22.
No, Danny, it's 4.
Mrs. Wells, we're Danny's parents.
Oh, yes, hello. Oh, please, please come in. Now, don't worry. It is completely normal for kids to get frustrated when they're struggling with a subject.
So what's this about Danny getting some answers wrong on this so-called test of yours?
We had a test. Mm-hmm. One of the questions was, what is 2 plus 2? Danny answered 22.
And?
And that's not the right answer.
Says who?
Says Mac.
Are you calling my son stupid?
No, of course not.
Who are you to say that your answer is right and that his is wrong?
No. She's right.
Thank you.
Right out of Nazi Germany.
You can't honestly tell me that you don't know what 2 plus 2 equals.
You got it all figured out, don't you? You smart-ass little tramp. What are you, some kind of retard?
All right. I'm sorry. I am not going to be able to continue this conversation.
We're going to complain to the principal about you.
Danny is a free thinker.
I'll have your job, bitch.
Not if you can't add 2 and 2 together, you won't.
Mrs. Wells.
Oh, sorry, Principal, I didn't see you.
I understand you had an issue yesterday with the parents of one of our students.
It did get a little crazy.
When things get out of hand, I really need you to let me know about it.
Sure. So how do you want to handle it?
I guess you could apologize.
His mom hit me.
I understand you told Danny he had a wrong answer on his test.
He did have a wrong answer on his test.
Yeah, it's not our job to tell students when they're right and wrong.
That is exactly what our job is.
Parents don't want you ramming your biased views down their kids' throats.
That's not biased. That's how math works.
You know what doesn't work? Your attitude. But maybe I can explain this in math terms so you can understand. If you took all the kids in this classroom and divided them by 0, that's exactly the amount of respect you're giving them. Something you'd like to say?
You can't divide a number by 0 and get 0.
So now I'm stupid. Just some crazy administrator doing paperwork while you superstar teachers change the world.
Students count, teachers divide. Students count, teachers divide. Students count, teachers divide.
Are you going to apologize to the parents?
Why did you even teach me to hate children?
Please, have a seat, Mrs. Wells.
Thank you. You know, I honestly think this will all blow over if we just wait a week or so.
I'm afraid we can't do that.
Why not?
They're suing.
For what?
Emotional distress to a minor. Mrs. Wells, can you please tell the members of this board exactly when you became aware of this fiasco and the events leading up to the riot?
Riot? I just told a student that 2 plus 2 equals 4.
We need for you to recant that.
What?
Just say that you're open to the possibility. There might be multiple correct answers.
But that's not true. We can't let them bully us. This is so stupid.
Stupid. That's your problem. Anyone who disagrees with you is stupid.
There is nothing to disagree with. There is only one correct answer.
For your sake, I certainly hope you have that correct answer when the media gets wind of this.
I do. It's 4.
I have my own answer. This school minus you equals tomorrow.
You're firing me?
Suspending. While you reconsider your extremist views.
You brought this on yourself.
Breaking news.
In what's being called Mathgate, an activist elementary school teacher was caught abusing her students' First Amendment rights.
It's an interesting story. Okay, so this teacher, this liberal elitist, tells this innocent little first grade kid that his answer is wrong. Only her answer is acceptable.
Yeah, but from what I hear, she doesn't even keep these students for more than a year. After that, they all leave her and go to another teacher.
It's called graduating.
So it's creating some good, healthy debate in this country. Some experts say that 2 plus 2 equals 4. Others say that it's 22.
No, they don't!
Look, if you hate America that much, why don't you just go teach in commie France?
Hello,
Mrs. Wells. The board decided that for everyone's benefit, your services will no longer be required.
For everyone's benefit? How about the kids?
I need you to come by to school tomorrow. We don't need you radicalizing our students anymore.
Mrs. Wells, thank you so much for coming. You know, I'm just so sorry it happened this way. If only you'd been willing to be more open-minded.
About math? What about academic integrity?
You were warned, given an explanation, and yet you persisted. But we will, of course, fulfill our financial obligations. Now, that's $2,000 for your last pay period and $2,000 for this one, so that's $4,000.
Wrong. It's $22,000.
See you tomorrow.